You know what I did see? I'll tell you about this great movie I saw.
Did you know there's no OSI 117, right?
Yeah, another one. Yeah,
or OSS,
I'm,
yeah.
I'm psyched about that, yeah. I like that first one was really
goofy. Yeah, I remember you telling me about it.
It was really goofy. It's strange to see other countries' versions, like, ideas of humor to me. It really is. Like, Japanese humor is just garbage for the most part. I can't think of anything that's really funny in anime. I can't think of anything that's really funny in, like... The only things I've ever laughed at maybe were, like... Some of those episodes of what's that little kid?
Shin-Chan.
Yeah, Shin-Chan.
Well, that's American redux.
American writers. So they all redo that. Yes, but
I wonder that because I don't watch the subtitles for most of the anime. I think I've seen a few things that I thought were funny, little like one liner jokes, and I think it's more often it's like a reference thing. It's like. They're doing American Western humor, maybe, or who knows if.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's a different example.
Yeah,
but anyway, their own like everything that is supposed to be funny. I don't know, like, and anyway, like what's good European humor?
I don't know.
A Gerard Depardieu farce.
They like Jerry Lewis in France forever and
that's
ever.
American.
Yeah, man. Exactly.
It has nothing to do with that. They love Jerry Lewis.
I'm inclined to think that it's a bit of an artifice, this degree of like, well, there's this kind of humor and that kind of... I mean, humor is... There's broad humor and there's subtle humor.
So we're establishing right now that all humor is American. A. Maybe Canadian, a little bit.
I'm British.
And British, okay.
Of course.
So the whitest of countries.
Uh-huh. To
the west of the English Channel.
Lord knows there's no Russian humor. And I mean Chinese humor?
To the west of the English Channel.
Is there Chinese humor? Do you think there's Chinese humor?
Yeah, they punch each other. And it's funny. It's
slapstick. So Laurel and Hardy invented Chinese humor then.
Laurel and Hardy were never that adept.
The Three Stooges invented Chinese humor.
I don't know. You know, I have actually laughed at. Now I'm thinking. I've actually laughed at a lot of the jokes in Stephen Chow things.
Okay.
And that's. It's definitely not American, though. Other stuff isn't funny. I'm probably wrong. But anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't.
The OSS.
Yes, 117. Well, I interrupted you on something you were going to get to, so now you'll never remember what that was going to be. Some movie you saw?
Yeah, movie I saw that was also very funny.
Uh-huh.
Intentionally. But that OSS thing, yeah, it was strange, strange humor. It was really more interested with the overall, which kind of fits with my thing. Instead of individual jokes, the overall, like, after you saw it, like, was that ridiculous or what? You know, like, and that's funny.
Yeah.
And let me put his pacifier in.
So what was this movie?
This movie called... It's called Betrayal. You ever heard of this movie called Betrayal?
I feel like I have. But...
With the girl is... She looks a little bit like Holly Hunter, but it's not Holly Hunter. It's from, like, the late 80s.
Is that Kira Sedgwick that looks like Holly Hunter,
no,
but it's not Holly Hunter?
No,
is that Nancy... What's her name? Nancy...
Let's look it up.
Nancy Grace or something? Not Nancy Grace.
Yeah, is Nancy Grace?
No, but there's she was in So I Married an Axe Murderer, Nancy, and then now she's like on sitcoms.
No, not her. No. By Holly Hunter, I mean brown hair.
Oh. That's what you mean?
I'll just look up.
The Betrayers?
I'll just look up Tom Berenger's.
Oh, so it's a Tom Berenger movie?
Well, he's in it, but he's not the main character, is this woman.
Is it Sniper? Maybe it's Sniper. Are you sure it's not Sniper?
Betrayed. Thank you.
Yes. Okay.
Betrayed.
Okay. Is it like a courtroom thing, right?
And the girl is Deborah Winger.
Deborah Winger. Is this the Ridley Scott movie from the 80s?
No. It's directed by Costa Gavras.
Oh, it's a Gavras movie.
It's a Gavras film. Written by Joe Esterhaus. I didn't know that at the time.
Oh man.
Okay. So.
So set up for Betrayed by Joe Esterhaus.
Okay, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, so
Tom Berenger.
Well, no. So Deborah Winger is an FBI agent.
Mm-hmm. Fresh out of Quantico?
Actually, it doesn't start that way. It starts with... back in the 80s, there was a radio host who got murdered by some neo-Nazis.
Maybe back in the 80s. Isn't the movie in the 80s?
I'm telling you a real life thing.
Oh, okay.
This is...
Well, he's got a sustained one there.
Yeah.
People are going to think that you're a terrible father that listen to podcasts. They're going to be like, what's with that? He just lets his son and he talks.
He's looking at something and making a noise because he's so interested.
He does do that, huh? Yeah. He makes the. It sounds like he's mad, but he's not. He's just doing his thing.
He's wanting to make the noise, and so he's seeing how long he can do it for. Anyway, Talk Radio is based on this.
Oh, with Bogosian and Oliver Stone, yeah.
His play, and then the movie was based on this thing. This is kind of based on a little bit also, because in the beginning, a Denver or Chicago DJ, a Jewish guy, a very loudmouth Jewish DJ, is murdered. So the FBI is investigating it, and they decide to investigate this group of what are they? Are they?
I think I know what his first word is going to be. It's going to be a phrase. It's going to be "I see you." He's just going to be there. I see you. Okay, so Baron, so guy gets murdered in Detroit from neo-Nazis, and so then what the history is.
So anyway, they send her to go investigate, this undercover FBI agent, to go investigate this group of people living in a farming community. Actually, I don't remember where it was. I want to say it was in, like, Washington, because that's where the real thing happened.
Okay.
It didn't happen. It happened in Denver, but they were in Washington. So anyway,
the neo-Nazi compound.
Yeah,
they think that she's investigating to see if these guys are neo-Nazis.
To see if they're white supremacists, basically, and if they committed these murders. So she gets there, and it's, you know, they're a little rough, but the ruggedly handsome Tom Berenger and his two children recently lost the mother, lost his wife.
Cancer? Could it be the big C?
I don't remember.
And, let's say cancer.
Yeah, she was dead. Maybe a car crash. Something like
Car crash is good. Little C.
She gets there, and she quickly falls in love with this community. They're very hardworking. They fight a lot, sure, but they're
industrious.
They're very good people.
Yeah.
This can't be them. She falls in love with him. You know, these can't be the white supremacists. These aren't the white supremacists you're looking for. Is what Obi-Wan Kenobi tells her at one point. Ryan said he saw this awesome T-shirt. Or maybe it was you. Did you tell me about the awesome T-shirt? No, Ryan did.
I don't know about awesome T-shirts.
It's a stormtrooper sitting in a bar with his head down, and he's holding a drink, and it says, "Those were the droids you were looking for."
Yeah.
And he's just like...
That's hilarious.
He's like, you know...
Because he got fired that day.
Yeah. One of those weird stormtroopers who always wears an orange Caltrans vest. Isn't that what he was wearing?
Yeah, I think they were. Because they'd be a little more too hard to see in the sand. They get the glare.
They had to wear their orange hunting vest.
Yes, exactly.
So anyway, you know, she keeps answering back to John Hurd, who's her, Home Alone's dad.
Yeah, Home Alone's dad.
And by the way, she's trying to impress Home Alone's dad in the beginning. They may have a little thing going, but she quickly falls in love. They start the hot, sweaty banging in the Eastern Washington sun.
Nothing like those 80s movies with the useless hot sweaty bed.
Yeah. And she loves, the kids are great. And, you know, the family's great. Frasier's dad.
John Mahoney.
Yeah, he's great. The guy from Monk, who was the killer in Silence of the Lambs.
Buffalo Bill?
Yeah, Buffalo Bill. The captain in Monk.
That's the captain in Monk?
Yeah, that's Buffalo Bill.
With the mustache?
Yeah, you never knew that? Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of Psych, maybe. Monk. No, I'm thinking of Monk.
Yeah, Captain Monk. His name is...
Wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. Isn't that guy, like, a little older than... too old for that?
What are you talking about, dude?
The captain in Monk has got a mustache, right?
Yeah, it's Ted Levine. Yeah.
And he was the guy that was Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs.
Buffalo Bill. Captain Monk. Buffalo Bill, that's him. See, there he is. See, there he is. See?
That's weird.
Anyway, he's in it. He's kind of rough and tumble, and she doesn't know if she likes him too much. Anyway, she finally goes back and is like, you know, they're like, you know, we're afraid we're going to lose you to these crazy white supremacists. She's like, they're not white supremacists. So then she gets back, and
how has she been there for like a year at this point?
She's been there for a long time. She's been there for a couple months, for a few months. She's kind of living with the family now, and she's really...
What was her pretense for even being there? Was she just a person?
She
had a job?
She's like a reporter or something. I don't remember. I was kind of not really watching the beginning, and then I started realizing it was about white supremacists.
It drew you in.
And I was like, I can't believe they made a movie about white supremacists. It's like, you know,
it's just what you always wanted.
So then, anyway, Barringer keeps like saying, so at one point he has a little outburst with the guy. He's like, they're at a truck stop somewhere, and because he's a hard farming, you know, son of a gun, and he goes to this guy and goes, hey guy. You had any more thought about joining our little organization? And the guy's like, nah, you stay the hell away from me. And then another guy comes up and goes, now Skeeter, he ain't hurting nobody, or whatever his
Are you
name
serious?
Is. His name is Skeeter. Okay. But and then he goes, hey Ted, or whatever his name is, what's that mark on your face? Looks like one of those things one of those fags get when they get AIDS. And she kind of is like, eh.
You know? This is what Barringer said?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so he almost fights those guys. And then he's like, I was just in the heat of the moment then. But later that night, he keeps asking her to go hunting with him that night. Let's go hunting.
At night?
Yeah. We're going to go hunting tonight. Please come with me. It'll be a huge thing. And she's finally like, fine. So turns out they're hunting a black guy.
Oh, my God.
So they let a black guy loose, and they run through the forest chasing him with automatic weapons. And,
so surviving the game, basically.
Yeah, and they kill him pretty quickly, and she freaks out. Ted Levine, I think, does the dirty deed, done dirt cheap.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, you know, at the picnic or the barbecue next day, like...
Are they eating the black guy?
No. But she has a...
This movie... So, wait, just so we're clear, there is... She's lived with these people. She thinks all in the first 6 or 8 or 9 months she's with these people, she gets no clues as to this. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, on a dime, like, hey, we're going to go hunt a person.
Yeah. A black person.
Oh, my God.
And so then it turns out that he's going to kill the governor. Just kind of out of nowhere. I got to kill the governor. And some guy who's working in the...
State Capitol.
The Defense Department is like putting him up to it or something. Yeah, it's weird. Like,
oh, okay.
It's kind of convoluted.
Yeah.
But anyway, but it's shot like one of those just big budgety 80s, like, you know, it's like Witness. It's like a Witness type movie. It's it's very similar to Witness.
I think that's exactly what
except
like
it's about white supremacists.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end.
But that are inexplicably not white supremacists until they are.
And at the end, he finds out that she was lying to him all this time, and her betrayal. Is really the most hurtful thing. Much more hurtful than him murdering black people.
Oh, jeez.
And so he's all upset, and he's aiming his gun at the governor, and he's like, you do what you have to do, and I'll do what I have to do. So she blasts him, and then the governor gets shot anyway, because that guy was just a patsy. Because that way they could blame it on a white supremacist, right? Which is why the guy in the Defense Department put
that was clever.
And then she ends up going home, but then she comes back at the very end, and she's at that guy's funeral. She shows up outside it, and everyone in the town's like looking at her like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you betrayed us. You betrayed us, white supremacists.
Mm-hmm.
But then the guy's daughter runs out and gives her a big hug. They're like, Nancy, get back here. We don't want you hugging that non-black person hater.
What?
Then it goes, betrayed. Like at the end of Robocop.
Like at the end of Robocop. Oh,
I wish it had, though.
Because all movies should end the way Robocop ends.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that was a pretty rad movie. I'd never even... The thing is this. Apparently, it was pretty well-liked. It got good reviews.
What?
It made decent money.
You know what?
It was
this
a
whole,
big budget thing.
Sounds,
I never heard of it.
It sounds
I never heard
so
of it.
Forced and stupid, though. If really there's no indication, and then all of a sudden, then that's just like such...
She had to choose between her heart and the really tough ethical decision about whether or not...
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. I hear that.
To go after white supremacists.
I understand that. Yeah, sure. That are just that way out of nowhere. The whole premise, the whole, like...
But you know what?
Contrivance
good white supremacists, because there's a big white supremacist barbecue at one point, and, like, later on, and there's some neo-Nazis there.
Oh, and they're like,
and,
we don't call
like,
them.
He's like, you get that Hitler crap out of my... Like, some guy's showing some, like, memorabilia from something, and he slams the box shut, and he's like, you're goose-stepping...
No Hitler stuff, but...
He's like, people in their uniforms, it's
well,
a lot...
We'll hunt human beings, yeah. Okay. So that was Betrayed. It ended.
It ended. And it was over.
And it was over.